My friends in Christ, certainly one of the greatest treatises ever written on the Catholic faith is the Summa Theologica of St. Thomas Aquinas. And so there are 5 volumes in all. It's an expansive work. But he follows what Christian theology calls exitus reditus. So coming out from God, he begins with creation. How all things are created by God. And then, of course, there's the fall, that we disobeyed the commandments of God. We have fallen from grace, and so God sends Christ to redeem us, to bring us back. And so the conclusion, reditus, is our return through moral action to God who created us. Exitus, coming out from God, and reditus, a free act of the will, returning to God once again. And perhaps no more than in the Easter season and the sacred Triduum do we see this on display in a powerful way in our Catholic faith. And so it was that on Good Friday, we heard in the Passion narrative from St. John the Evangelist, how Christ was giving his life on the cross for the salvation of the world to bring us back to God. And John the Evangelist tells us how his side was pierced by a soldier's lance. And immediately there flowed out from his side blood and water. Blood and water came out of exitus, the side of Christ. And so Catholic theology has always understood the water to be the water of baptism, and the blood to be the blood of the Eucharist. And so these sacraments that renew us and draw us back to God, reditus, that make our return to the Lord, are coming out of the side of Christ. And so it is in the gospel this weekend. Jesus appears to his disciples, and the first thing he does is say, "Peace be with you," and he shows them his wounds. He shows the nail marks in his hands, but he, of course, shows them his side. In other words, this is not your condemnation. These wound marks are the mercy of God flowing out for you. This is the mark of your forgiveness. You've received it. Now make a return. Come back once again through the blood and through the water that flowed out of my pierced side. It's the waters of baptism and the proclamation of new life that these apostles will give to the world that renews the face of the earth. It's the Eucharist celebrated down through the centuries that renews the church and transforms the world. And yet in every age, we need to be reminded of how important it is to receive the mercy of God, to receive the sacraments of the church, and to make a return to him. Exitus reditus. Back in 1931, Jesus our Lord appeared to a young nun named Sister Faustina Kowalska in Poland. And he appeared in white garments, and emanating from his heart were 2 rays of light. One was pale blue, and the other one was red. And they signified the blood and the water that gushed forth from his side on Calvary. The waters of baptism and the blood of the Eucharist. And Jesus said, "I want you to trust in my mercy. I want you to teach others to trust in my mercy. That I was crucified for the salvation of the world, for the forgiveness of sins, for a new life, for a new beginning. I want you to trust in that. But then I want you to return to me with works of mercy. So acts of charity and love towards those around you, to make a return to the Lord after having received his grace, his mercy, and his love in our lives." Closer to our own time, in the year 1991, a young man was born in London to Italian parents. His name was Carlo Acutis. Very soon after his birth, his parents moved back to Italy, settled in Milan, and his mother admits freely that she came to church 4 times. She came when she was brought as an infant for baptism. She came back for her first communion. She was married in the Catholic Church. And the fourth time only that she came into the church is when she brought her son to be baptized. She was not a devout person. His family was not a family of devotion. They weren't steeped in Catholic faith. But Carlo, at a young age, was drawn to the things of God. As a young boy, he was told that the Eucharist was in the church, that the body of Jesus was in the tabernacle. And he was astounded by that mystery. It captivated him. He said, "I want to receive Jesus." And they said, "You will once you make your first communion, but you have to wait." Well, being a precocious young boy, he said, "I don't want to wait. I want to receive Jesus now." And so it was, he was able to receive the Eucharist and his first communion at age 7. And he very quickly began to come not just to weekly Mass on Sunday, but he was drawing his parents back to daily Mass. He would bring them to the Eucharistic miracles that were known throughout Italy, sites where Jesus had done remarkable, miraculous things through the Eucharist. He told his parents he wanted to visit those places, and they took him. He was drawing them back into devotion. He loved soccer. He loved video games, like all young people do. But he was also a very adept computer programmer, very gifted with the internet. And so he created a website of Eucharistic miracles, drawing thousands of people to the reality that Jesus does incredible things in the Eucharist. He pours himself out in love in his body and blood to renew us, to sanctify us. Carlo wanted everyone to know that mystery. He would often say, "La Eucharistia è la mia autostrada per cielo." The Eucharist is my highway to heaven. And so it was at age 15. Young Carlo was struck with leukemia, and he died within the year, in 2006. But not before drawing thousands and thousands of people, including his own family, more deeply into the mystery of the Eucharist. He teaches us how to make a return to God. Carlo Acutis was beatified by Pope Francis in the year 2020. On the step and stage towards canonization, to becoming one of the newest saints in the church. How are we, like St. Faustina Kowalska, like Blessed Carlo Acutis, receiving the grace of God flowing from the side of Christ, exitus? And how are we reditus, making that return to God by the way that we live, by the way that we trust the mercy of God, and by the way that our acts of mercy are making a difference in the world around us.